afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, January 29, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with pledge of allegiance, or the invocation led by Commissioner Sinodell, followed by pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Hall.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County as their representation. I ask that you give the court the wisdom to do what's best for all the citizens of Jefferson County. I pray for those that were affected by the storm this past weekend. Comfort them, make them whole again. I pray for those that's fighting for our democracy overseas and here domestically. I pray for all the employees and their families in Jefferson County, as well as all the staff. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Before we say the pledge, I want you for a moment. There's an outstanding man from our community that passed away this weekend in nothing more than Coach Payton. He was a role model, a leader, and one of those sounding boards. You don't have to be loud to be with wisdom. So with that, if you don't mind, give me a moment of silence for his family, please. Thank you. We'd like to say the pledge in unison.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
District Court as court coordinator and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Michelle, if you and your two judges would like to come up to the podium with whomever else you want to bring, please. Read the resolution, which reads, whereas Michelle LaBrie has devoted 22 years of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas she has dedicated her talents and services as court coordinator for the 136th District Court, and whereas she's pledged her services not only to the members of bar in Jefferson County, but also many pro se litigants as she patiently answered endless questions. Whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Michelle has earned the respect of her colleagues and of the citizens of Jefferson County. And she has diligently led by example the performance of her duties, thereby raising the overall standard throughout the courthouse. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the 136th District Court, she is recognized for her unselfish devotion to common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by her friends and co-workers. Now therefore be it resolved, Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County in regular session, duly convened and acting in its capacity as governing body of Jefferson County, hereby honor and commend Michelle LaBrie for her dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Michelle, or judges, whichever.
I just want to say thank you. Thanks to Judge Sheffield for bringing me here at 95. And to Judge Wardman for keeping me here another year so that I can retire. And of course, the co-workers that made the journey enjoyable. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Those of you know that Michelle, that she's not as close as a perfectionist as any person you ever find. And she will be dearly missed. I can't tell you how much I appreciated being trained by her on how to make as few mistakes as possible. She was wonderful being able to have her as part of our family here in the 136th, and we appreciate all the contributions you've given to Jefferson County and to myself, and I can't thank you enough for all your service.
You gonna give her Rolex?
Well, I didn't even know I was gonna be up here, but I had the pleasure of working with Michelle.
Michelle a number of years before we got here, and we got here and within 2 weeks she had figured out a game plan to keep me from going left to center on a regular basis. She's dependable, she's smart, and she's patient. And I think those are three of the greatest attributes a court coordinator can have. After all these years of dealing with bailiffs, judges, and court reporters, and most importantly, attorneys, police announced that she's about to publish a three-volume treatise called How to Hurt Worms.
Making decisions for us. It's because of y'all that I really appreciate it, because I can leave here saying that I don't owe anybody anything. I can leave here knowing that I make as much money or more money leaving than working. Also, my insurance paid for. I mean, there's a lot of decisions I make to help people, and I really appreciate it. You know, I'm a person of scripture. You know, the Bible says something that a man's former years should be more prosperous than his latter years. And it's because of you guys that not, well, y'all know it or not, y'all help God, you know, fill the scripture in my life. And I appreciate it.
Moving to item number purchasing animated, receiving five bids for an invitation for bids for heavy equipment from Jefferson County Precinct Number 3 to replace unrepairable equipment damaged by Hurricane Harvey. Item B is receiving five change orders for Chief Phase 5, Chief Community Sewer Improvements, Grinder Pump and Force Main Installation with BDS Contractors LLC, DBA, MK Constructors for the correction of an address of one base bid service location from 9819 Lahan to 9805 Lahan, Beaumont 77713. And that project funded by a community development block grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item C is considered approved, execute, receive, and file a renewal for term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County with Spinal Oil Company, Inc. for a second 1 year renewal from February 28, 2018 to February 27, 2019. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for mowing for Jefferson County with Universal Operations LLC for the first 1 year renewal from February 4, 2018 to February 3, 2019. Could I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is consider approval of electronic disbursement for $348,412.81 to LaSalle Correctional for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 442-419-442-715. But most on that item.
Second
by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Alter. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The county commissioners, we covered item A. Item B is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute renewal of the U.S. Naval Museum loan agreement to the MK-16 Mod 7 torpedo and display at Veterans Memorial Park. Item C is to receive and file executed match clinical affiliation agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Lamar University for clinical training of students. Item D is consider properly approved and authorized county judge to execute registration form 2020 census local updated census address of operation. Item E is consider properly approved a resolution concerning liability insurance for law enforcement motor vehicles of political subdivision pursuant to Texas Government Code section 612.005. Item F is considered publicly approved a resolution approving submission of the grant application for the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Court, grant application number 1604517. And item G is to consider publicly approved a resolution supporting the establishment of Southeast Texas Disaster Recovery Team and appointing three members to the executive board. And we'll talk about their names here in just a minute. And item H will be tabled until next week. Item I is considering possibly approve Jefferson County to host location for the Texas Global Technical Assistance Program to hold the heavy equipment Expo Rodeo on August 8th and August 9th at Ford Park parking lot at no cost to Jefferson County. And there'll be individuals from road bridge crews, precincts, as well as employees from surrounding counties and cities that will be invited. Our motion on the that that long-term disaster recovery team has Pastor Randy Barnum, Port Arthur, Ms. Olive Brown of Nederland, Commissioner.
I would propose to put Norma, but I want to make sure I visit with her. I didn't get her before.
Okay, we can go ahead and put Norma in there, and if she tells you no, we'll have to come back and
okay.
Put her on next week.
Sure.
Is that okay?
That's fine. I have a question on E. I think we were in a, we were just in an executive session. It says political subdivisions. Is that supposed to be there?
On item
E. Right, that's the title of the statute.
Okay, okay.
And just for clarification, this is going to cover everything under the sheriff and the constable as well.
Right, for off duty.
Off, okay.
Okay. That had been requested to be tabled.
All right. Real quick, Judge, on item D. Did we make a decision on that or did I sleep through it?
No,
we have not made a decision.
Not formally. It's
what is this doing?
I think after our discussion, I would suggest that we decline to participate.
I just need your signature on it.
We decline?
In the. Are there any other thoughts on it?
No.
I think we all came back.
That's why I was asking. We're just going to get all the money out of Commissioner Alford and everybody else.
I think we got that issue resolved on the additional coverages. The
How many counties do you provide services to like this right now? Do you know?
As far as the liability, in my territory, I have 46 counties. And I would say all but the larger ones, such as Harris County, Jefferson County, Angelina County, do not participate for my territory. But I believe overall it's 186, I believe is what it is, for total counties.
We appreciate your assistance and we'll look forward to receiving that information.
Thank you.
Please keep us up to date if there's anything you need for the future.
Thank you.
Commissioners, anything I'd like to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? One more reminder, since the unanticipated rains of this past weekend were much heavier than was thought, and we're beginning to have some problems with the drainage ways because of debris that's collected, and additionally because the trees have knocked all the leaves off the trees, and those are also requiring the attention of all our road and bridge crews to try to get those, keep those cleaned out. But the FEMA reimbursement for muck out debris removal ended on in the unincorporated areas on December 15th. And it's extremely important that as homeowners are contracting with people to repair their homes, that they assure that their quotation includes debris haul off and removal for those new construction related debris.
Let me ask you a question, Judge, because you actually brought that up, brought something to mind. I remember reading that something that I think the governor said they were sending some more money down. Did they say where they were going to allocate that money?
I think the additional money that they were sending was to pay for our 10% of the debris cost. You know, we're eligible for 90% reimbursement.
Right.
The state had come in and they paid us that additional 10%. As soon as we get our final billings and everything, they had actually overpaid us for the bills we received, but we will end up spending all that money. But I anticipate that we'll probably have to make requests for additional funding as we get all those bills paid. Okay. If nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you for attending today.